This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Nick Diaz and Lauren Hickman are producing today. Your number is 877-217-5757. The presidential election is now 15 days removed from November 3rd when it all took place, and the votes continue to be tallied. And Joe Biden appears destined to become the first candidate to ever go over 80 million votes. He's now right at 6 million votes ahead of President Trump nationally, 79,295,000 to 73,466,000. And the Electoral College count, 306 to 232. And a state that, of course, a recount is ongoing is in the great state of Georgia. And our guest right now, Harvey Wasserman, longtime Democratic activist, who's a man with many ventures in life, journalist, author, and advocate for renewable energy. He is following what's going on in Georgia. We've interviewed him before, but he's been on places like Today, Nightline, NPR, CNN, and he's even exchanged pleasantries with one Lou Dobbs, who says the president was robbed, that this is a fraudulent election, and that Donald Trump should continue to fight on. Is there any evidence of that, Harvey Wasserman?
Well, there are usual bits and pieces here and there, but this was a remarkable election because so much of it was done on paper ballots. I've been following stolen elections for at least since 2004. I am a historian, and my book, People's Spiral of U.S. History, will come out after Trump leaves. I'm pretty sure he lost, and I will welcome his departure, certainly by January 20th. I don't bemoan him his right to fight for it, but he should be briefing Biden as we go along. That's not right, especially in the middle of a pandemic. But I think that Donald Trump is the second worst president in the history of the United States and will be deeply relieved when he's out of the White House. I think they should inventory the silverware before he goes, but that's another story.
All right. Well, you say he's the second worst. Who is worse than Donald?
Woodrow Wilson was the worst. Woodrow Wilson actually caused a pandemic that killed 675,000 Americans, got us into World War One, which we never should have been in, crushed the American Socialist Party, which was illegal and unconstitutional, put Eugene V. Debs in prison, which should never have happened. Debs was the great socialist leader, labor leader. Trump has not been quite as bad as Woodrow Wilson, but he's only had one term, and that's all he's going to get.
Well, some would argue, Harvey, so we'll talk about election fraud or lack thereof, but George Bush, the last Republican president, got us into two wars, one in particular in Iraq, which was totally unfounded and was started on a lie that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons or was trying to get them. And he also wrecked the economy. The stock market actually went down in the 8 years under George Bush. Didn't he do far more harm to the country than has Donald Trump?
Yes, you can make that case. But Bush had two terms to do it in, and Trump is only going to have one. I rank George W. Bush as our third or fourth worst president. In there you have to put Andrew Jackson, who was a horrible racist and moved the Indians, the indigenous, and completely without justification out of the Smoky Mountains. So
right, well,
got some bad ones.
We've had some bad ones, and of course, yeah. Andrew Jackson was a war hero, and he's appropriately recognized as the hero of the Battle of New Orleans and Jackson Square in New Orleans. But he also won the overall vote in an election and lost to John Quincy Adams. We have a president now who will go down as the only U.S. president to ever lose twice in the overall vote, and they were not close. They were not close elections. He got blown out by Hillary Clinton, and he's really gotten blown out by Joe Biden. But yet he says there were about 9-10 million fraudulent votes out there, and every damn one of them, Harvey, went for his opponent. Every one of them.
Absolutely. Yes, he's quite a character. But, you know, we have to get rid of the Electoral College. I mean, this is insane. He lost by 3 million votes in popular votes or thereabouts in 2016, and yet he won 306 electoral votes. This year, Biden will also win 306 electoral votes, and he'll have won by 6 million. I mean, you got a 9 million vote gap there, and the same outcome in the Electoral College. It's insane. We have to get rid of the Electoral College, and we got to get rid of gerrymandering. But this year we had vote by mail, which was very good. It allowed people to vote on paper, which means instead of those touchscreen machines, which are we call push and pray, where you never know what the outcome is. You know, this year we've had paper ballots. You can mail them in or walk them in. I put mine in a Dropbox here in California. It's a very great improvement. And we need to perfect vote by mail. We should be voting on paper with hand-marked and hand-counted paper ballots. And that's why this election actually was one of the best in U.S. history in terms of safety and in terms of accuracy. We need to refine that so by 2024, we do not have an electoral college. We don't have gerrymandering. There's actually a website I run, grassrootsep.org.
All right, 877-217-5757 for Harvey Wasserman. Joe Biden is about, by the end of the day, will be ahead by 6 million votes nationally, and this, believe it or not, could end up being closer to 7 million than 6 million. The overall percentage of 51% for Biden, 47% for Trump. Last time it was 48% for Hillary Clinton, 48.2 and 46.1 for Donald John Trump, who is in both elections received neither a majority nor a plurality of the American votes. More people have been against him than for him, but yet he was president for 4 years, and he claims that he was robbed of another 4 years. What do you think? 877-217-5757. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim. I don't know if you realize this, but back in the day, Brett Kavanaugh was among the Republicans in suits who went down to Florida to stop the vote count, the part of the cadre of suppressing the vote.
And all right. Yes, Brett Kavanaugh was involved in that 2000.
Right.
And so was.
And so was
go ahead.
So was John Roberts, and so was the latest appointee to the Supreme Court. Coney Barrett, and also, well, on the court, Clarence Thomas voted for the Bush v. Gore thing. So you had four of the nine people sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court were involved in Bush v. Gore.
That would mean that if something went to the Supreme Court, if it were a close call, or maybe not even a close call, you would have to say advantage Trump. And the president has made no bones about it. He says he'd like to get it to the Supreme Court. Is there any way possible that could happen?
Yes, there is. I mean, he could conceivably do it. Another argument why we have to get rid of the Electoral College. I mean, you know, the American people have spoken very clearly, and yet here the election is up for grabs. That thing's got to go. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Chris in Mandeville. Chris, you're on with Harvey Wasserman. Hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a Trump supporter who is glad he's gone, although I did vote for him. I was hoping he'd be president, but Ann Coulter has some interesting presentations on that subject. But if the question is... who was the worst president of all time? Is that kind of up for...
Well, who would you say?
I'd say it would be FDR. And I think people who think that's ridiculous should read a couple of books. One of them is Amity Slay's.
All right. FDR is regarded by most historians as one of the top five presidents in the history of the country. And some, like Jonathan Alter, have even named him number one. I think most people would disagree with you, but Harvey, you want to bite on that quickly?
Yeah. I think FDR was a great president. I think Eleanor was even better. I mean, Eleanor was the woman behind the throne, let's put it that way, the power, and she really was responsible for a lot of the great things that was done.
All right, Rebel in Sherwood. Rebel, you're on Talk Louisiana with Harvey Wasserman. Hi, and thank you for calling, Chris.
Hi, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Mr. Wasserman. Mr. Wasserman. I mean, when it comes right down to it, sir, isn't it just true that the Republican Party has become exactly who the liberals in this country have feared they were becoming for the last 50 years? They are now the neo-fascist, neo-Confederate theocrats and corporatists that would
All right. Well, what about the Republican Party moving far right and the Democrats moving far left? Is that happening?
No, the Democrats haven't moved left enough. We got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they're a gerontocracy. They're obsolete. I'm for AOC. I think we need to have a Green New Deal and definitely got to get rid of student debt and make sure that everybody has a decent living in this country.
Well, today in the New York Times, Tom Friedman, he writes that the Democratic Party can't move far left or it will lose a lot of elections. Now, Democrats.
Well, but what everybody missed in this election is that Biden really won because of the millennials. You've got a giant generational changeover coming. And if only millennials had voted in this election, Biden would have had over 400 electoral votes. And so this is a generational change that has to happen soon because our environment, as you well know, in Louisiana is going right down the tubes, and something's got to be done.
What about Georgia? Quickly, what do you think the outcome will be there? The Secretary of State, who is a Republican, is getting all kinds of grief from his own party for saying it's a legitimate election. What do you think?
It was legitimate, and, 2 years ago it was not because they prevented so many people of color from voting. This year, I have my doubts about the Democrats winning those two seats, but I think it will be a much fairer election than ever in the history of Georgia.
And that election is in early January.
January 6th.
January 6th, and it'll be John Ossoff against David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican, facing Raphael Warnock, the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church. Well, Harvey, it's been a pleasure. Let's do it again soon. You're a good guest.
Hey, you're great. Get me anytime at soartopia.org. And really.
Take care, my friend. We'll be back.